put up with me. I had no excuse for it. But I just... And I was in danger of preaching too long in the sermon I preached 2 weeks ago. So I did a deal with myself, was to preach this sermon this week rather than to give you two sermons in one. And the way I can get away with it is, one, I think God's speaking to me through it. But secondly, Christmas is supposed to be a time of compassion. And so therefore, to challenge people to think about compassion over Christmas, I thought, no one can complain about that. And even if they do complain, I don't care. And since there's not too many of you either, I can run, I'm still quite fit, and I can run away from you if you want to do it all. So there we go. And in particular, what I want to challenge you to do this Christmas is this. Catch something of Jesus' compassion. Then give him that little bit of compassion that you get and allow him to grow it. But then when you find yourself sinking, because the reality is when we step out in compassion, we all encounter times when we feel we're sinking and we're out of our depth, then know that he's with us. So that's the challenge. The rest of the sermon is to expound that and to make that come alive. But whether you listen to the rest of the sermon or not, that's the point. And that's the thing to take away with it. The rest of the sermon is irrelevant compared to that. Is that right? Is this all right? Is it fine? It just seems funny from me, that's all. That's all right. Anyway, good. So, and where I get that from is Matthew 14 and different parts of it. And so this is Matthew 14, starting at chapter 12. Now, for those who were here 2 weeks ago, I talked about the beginning of Matthew 14, which is where Herod puts John the Baptist to death in a horrendous way. And this follows on. So John's disciples came and took John the Baptist's body away and they buried it. But then they went and told Jesus. And as you can imagine, it would have been an impact to Jesus. And so when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. He wanted to be alone. Hearing of this, though, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. And when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, and as we know later, the large crowd is 5,000 blokes, let alone kids and wives. So when we're talking about a large crowd, we're not talking about this large crowd. We are talking about Luton Town Stadium, large crowd waiting for Jesus. And he had compassion on them and healed their sick. And this response that Jesus had to John's death has always amazed me. I came across this passage and reflected on it in the first year after I became a Christian. And I can remember just being in awe of Jesus. Put yourself in his shoes. How do you feel? How have you felt when someone close to you has died? Particularly if it's an unexpected death, a death in horrible circumstances. Or maybe a job that you really wanted but you didn't get. Some sort of real disappointment, some great loss that you've had. Jesus' cousin's been killed in grisly circumstances. And as I said, it would have brought to mind to Jesus, if that can happen to John, what's going to happen to me? And just to take an aside, sometimes we think, this is a bit of theology now, Jesus is both man and God. And sometimes, I know for me, for a long while, I thought, Jesus is God, Everything's easy for him. But Jesus is also man, the same as us. And so Jesus had those feelings. He emptied himself. It's not as if he came to earth as some superman. He came to earth as a man, which is the message of Christmas. And there's lots of how much did he know about what was going to happen? And there's a sense in which you have to accept he had the Old Testament. He knew he was in close relationship with God. But it wasn't as if he was fully at this stage thinking, I just want to get my life over and done with so I can redeem everybody. He was a man having feelings like us. And I think we're meant to, as we read the Gospels, get into the fact of how he felt. He suffered, he was tempted in every way that we are.